And so the story begins with a beautiful heavenly butterfly named Hallie Grace. Butterflies represent colors, joy, and change, and this story has it all. Hallie Grace was born with a rare genetic connective tissue disorder called junctional epidermolysis bullosa. EB is often called the worst disease you've never heard of. Although her earthly trip was short, her journey continues to fly high. Honey butterfly warrior, warrior. You were never meant to live like us. You were made to be stronger than anyone could when made from dust. You were fearfully and wonderfully made.
Welcome to the Grace, Grief, and Grit podcast. I'm Dee Daniels, and I'm so excited we're kicking off season two of the Grace, Grief, and Grit podcast. And I'm here with none other than some of the stars of this podcast, and that's Ann Davis and Joe Davis. Can you guys believe we're turning a page to season two here on the podcast?
No, I'm super excited.
And you are a star.
I am a star.
You are a star. Okay.
It is exciting for us to... And it's actually kind of one of the themes that we want to talk about, kicking off the second season, continuing this legacy and really realizing what the future impact is all about. And, you know, we talk all the time on these episodes about honoring Hallie Grace and also what it means to continue that story and what it means to continue to really touch people's lives beyond the story and mm-hmm. and you know in a bigger way too.
Yes.
Because it doesn't just stop with dates of Hallie Grace being here with us in the moment. It continues.
It does continue. And so I think it's actually funny that you called us the stars, because that was a perfect lead in to us saying that's not what we want, right? Like that's obviously we want Hallie to be remembered. Like this should be, for us, it comes from us wanting her to be remembered and having that legacy and leaving a lasting impact on this planet. But it's also just about the bigger community and like what that impact will be long term for so many. And so it's really about paying it forward in her memory.
We're going to talk about the third annual butterfly ball.
Yes.
Coming up in just a few minutes. And that's right around the corner. It'll be here before we know it, June 7th at Savannah Station. And before we get to that, for those listeners who might be joining us for the first time on this second season, Joe, would you give a little bit of the origin story and a little bit of background on what epidermolysis bullosa is? And that's something we talk about a lot on this podcast.
Yeah. So Hallie was born with a genetic condition called epidermolysis bullosa. And it was something that we never heard of until she was born. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get the official diagnosis until 4 weeks later.
5 weeks.
5 weeks later. And essentially what EB is, it's a genetic condition where the body is not able to produce the correct protein necessary to hold the layers of the skin together. Depending on the type of EB will determine how severe the condition is, essentially. The protein that's necessary is, a lot of people use the term Velcro, where the protein is what's holding the two layers together. If it's not there, or if it's not working the way it's supposed to, blisters happen very easily. Mm-hmm. And it's happening up underneath the skin and it's bubbling up, so to speak. And the blisters can happen with any sort of very minor friction. Heat is also a factor in that. Mm-hmm. And depending, again, on the type of EB will determine the severity. And one of the things that goes into the severity is the lifespan. And a lot of people with EB have a very different life than mm-hmm. everyone else who doesn't. Mm-hmm. And those with the more severe types have a significantly reduced lifespan. Mm-hmm. And our daughter, Hallie, had the rarest type and the most terminal type, mm-hmm. junctional epidermolysis bullosa. Those kids born with JEB typically do not live past the age of 2. Mm-hmm. And ours, she lived 3 months and 3 days. Mm-hmm. And at that point, just a few months later, Anne gets amazing ideas in the shower. And
I do.
The idea of a fundraiser event and the nonprofit came to her one day, mm-hmm. and we threw everything together in 3 months. I said we. Anne threw everything together with help from a lot of people in 3 months to have our first charity event at Savannah Station. And it's been going strong ever since. And yeah. we met UD at a networking event. And then sometime later, you said, let's do a podcast. And we said, okay. Let's do that.
it's something, there's something to, you know, experiencing a monumental thing in your life, knowing that you want to tell that story as often as you can,
yeah.
and having the opportunities to be able to, and the avenues to be able to tell that story. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing that struck me when I met you guys is that it was one of those things where like, this is a story we should tell often, and we should also figure out how we can touch other people by telling it.
Right. Like there's a purpose yeah. to telling the story, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's actually one of the main reasons we loved the idea of a podcast. In fact, we were actually guests on another podcast that you did first. Mm-hmm. And that was our first podcast experience. And then we just thought that that was such a great way of raising awareness because EB is known as the worst disease you've never heard of. And so, you know, you can't, I say this often, but you can't care about something you don't know about. And so like one of our main mission points is letting people know about it so that they can care. And then of course we go into funding because that's super important. We have to have research to find cures and all that stuff. And then for us, our own little niche became really connecting with current EB families and trying to help make their lives more comfortable where possible, that maybe some of the larger organizations weren't able to do. So we kind of fill the gap, if you will. So yeah, I think that it's been just an amazing journey from obviously the worst moments of our lives to then finding that purpose and meaning in telling Hallie's story and helping her live on and live forward, like by paying it forward, like bringing that impact to so many other people so that eventually, you know, the story won't need to be told as often because hopefully we have that cure. You know, hopefully we find the cure not only for junctional EB and recessive dystrophic EB, which is another very severe type of EB, but also, you know, simplex, which is a less severe type, and then maybe other rare diseases that are also single genetic mutations. And so we have this, along with other organizations in the EB community, we all have this long-term goal of ending this. We want to, you know, I think we've said like, we're going to fight until there's nothing left to fight for. And that doesn't just mean the end of EB. That means like, if there's further that we can push this and we can help more and more people, that's the ultimate goal. Like, right. Let's keep going until we have literally nothing else we can do.
Yeah. No doubt.
You know,
you guys were recently featured on a night at the Savannah Ghost Pirates,
yes.
At InMarket Arena. And there was also a very short video that was shown mm-hmm. That night. First of all, the night was such a huge success. And, you know, what a moment for a packed house at InMarket Arena celebrating, you know, a Ghost Pirates game to learn the story of Hallie Grace and also learn about EB. I would imagine a massive majority of those people had never heard of EB.
I would imagine that too.
And what struck me in the short video that was that they showed that night, and I believe it was you, Joe, and I'd love for you to talk on this, was that you guys feel like we're closer than we've ever been to a cure for EB. And do you still feel that way? I know there are treatments that have popped up and that are available. Cost is a concern for the treatments, of course, because of the way we do healthcare in this country, which I know affects so many people. Do you still feel that way? Do you feel that we're closer than ever?
I do. We've had the very good fortune to have some conversations with several people within the EB community who are way more involved in the research mm-hmm. and everything than we will probably ever be.
Yeah.
And it's very enlightening to know in such a short time frame. And I think this is one of the things EB Research Partnership mentions. Like 10 years ago, there was like a handful of clinical trials mm-hmm. and there's dozens of clinical trials now. And the research pool has grown exponentially. The fact that we have now two FDA approved treatments for EB with another one, I think, closely behind mm-hmm. is really awesome. It's really helpful. That in itself is going to further push the research to get closer to a cure. It's out there. It's available. We've mentioned it before, and it gets talked about a lot when it comes to the cure. It's, you know, it's money. You know, no, that's a dirty little word sometimes, money,
yeah.
right? You know, but the more funding that these researchers to get, the faster they can get things moving on understanding the genetics and the science and,
you know, running the trials.
Right, running the trials. It's all, yeah, we're getting closer every day, every year.
And we should specifically say that we help fund that
yes.
through our partnerships with other big organizations, which has been a huge privilege for our nonprofit. I think that by uniting all these different organizations in the EB community have in the last several years that we've been a part of it, I've just seen everybody get closer and closer. And so we're all working together, which I think is just creating so much more positive impact, and it's getting us so much further faster than like everybody having their own little thing that they do. And so, you know, EB Research Partnership is one of the ones that we do partner with, and that's where we got to go to a research summit that we talked about on season one, and got to actually be in the room with these incredibly brilliant minds that are so dedicated. Right. So, yeah, I think it's just been to watch how fast they have moved and see how much they want to continue moving. Everybody is super invested. And so, yeah, I think the cure is on the way. You know, I do think that we need to speak about the realistic part of that, which is not a bad thing. But I think we kind of went into it thinking a cure means that, you know, if Hallie could have just made it another, you know, 7 years or something like that, 9 years, then it would have been in time for her. And that's not necessarily true because of all the other things that come in the way of it. But it's like we have to do some things first in order to get to the next things. And so there's like certain types of EB that need to be researched first because they're just easier to research. There's only one mutation and they know where it is. And so it's just easier to have the controls and all that stuff. And then they would move on to Hallie's type junctional, which one of the FDA treatments is actually applicable for junctional EB mm-hmm. as well, which was huge. And then they would move on to the more mild types of EB. And then that's when they plan on moving on to the like single genetic mutation disorders, which is over 7,000 other disorders out there. And so like, I think as long as people look at this in a realistic way and hear what these researchers are really saying, it's money becomes less of a dirty word, in my opinion, because they're being so honest about their approach and they're being so transparent. And I think what we've realized in the last 6 months and gotten like super excited about, which has made me a little less nervous to say the word money, is that this is honestly the only opportunity I know of, although I'm not really like in the medical research world, so maybe there's another one, but is the only opportunity that I'm aware of where you can literally put your money into it, you can invest into it, and you're going to see things happen in your lifetime, in the next several years even. Like, it's going to be such a quick turnaround that you can put your money into it and see the positive ripple effect happen in front of your eyes. And so you really are making an investment in something that, like, there's a very high percentage, I'm going to say almost a guarantee, that, you know, it's going to an amazing place and you're doing amazing things when you donate. And there's like proof in the pudding that we can show for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, the needle's already moved.
Right.
And literally within our first season.
Within our first season, the needle has moved. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was astounding.
Yeah. I mean, we started off with zero treatments.
No treatments available
of any sort. And right. there's two now.
Yeah.
Yeah. With a third on the way. Yeah. And many, many more clinical trials coming to be. So, like, hopefully many, many more coming to be too. And yeah, I think it's just an incredible opportunity for people to get involved in something. It's kind of like back in the day, and I don't know if they still do this, but, you know, when you see like commercials for Save the World or something like that, and you actually get to, like, you know, adopt a child and you get their name and their information, or you get to adopt an animal and you get information about them, and then you can see where your money is going and how it is helping that specific. It
makes a big difference.
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
That's what, like, if I'm going to give my money to something, I want to know it's going to mm-hmm. something where it's being utilized in a really positive way, and it's going to make a big difference.
Yeah.
I want to get the most bang for my buck.
Right.
And I feel like this is just such a huge way to do that. And we're just fully on board now. We're like, okay, we're not asking for money for something that, you know, you won't see for decades to come. We're asking for money for something that, like, we invest in. Literally, we put our money where our mouths are, and we did a huge end of the year investment last year in donation.
Yeah.
Because we believe in it.
And that's a big deal. And I think, you know, I think about some of the things that people give money to and want to see change within by giving that money. And I think about, you know, when people were first giving to the AIDS epidemic, when people were first giving to cancer treatments and research, Alzheimer's treatments and research, there's this moment of fear before the giving, during the giving, after the giving, that is like, is this doing anything? There's mm-hmm. this real fear that happens. But then I think back to these organizations that are doing such great work within the medication and the treatments and the research of all those things I just mentioned. And I think about how far the needle has moved
yes.
because of the donations.
Yes.
You know, I remember 20 years ago giving to cancer research. And then I remember what cancer treatments were like at that time.
Yeah.
And then I remember when my mom got cancer several years ago and how the treatment that she got was worlds different mm-hmm. from what it was 20 years ago. And I'm pretty sure the treatment that she got completely saved her life. Mm-hmm. And it was something we had never heard of. It was a combination of things we had never heard of that wasn't available.
Yep. Right.
And the reason it became available after so long was because of the money that people gave.
Yep.
And that is literally the bottom line. If you know I'm giving to an organization where I can see the work, see the progression.
Yeah.
It makes all the difference in the world.
It does. And I mean, I think people deserve that too. I think we have to talk about, like, because I feel this way too. I mean, money is hard earned, right? Mm. Like, we all work really hard for our money, and it's not something that should be taken lightly. You know, if you're going to give your hard earned money, I believe it should go to a place that you get as much reward for doing that as possible. Not in like a, you know, you get things or you get, you know, like huge gift baskets or like whatever. It's not that, but like you should feel in your heart that you gave to a really worthy cause, and you should feel rewarded for that. Because when you give to something like that, it then makes you feel good. And I feel like that just spreads more and more positivity in the world versus like I'm just giving to give, and I'm just going to find this one place, and then I'm not going to feel good about it. And, you know, like, I mean, I don't, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm a little stingy with my own donations just because money is hard to come by, and, and you know, it's scary to get rid of. And, even when we made our own donation at the end of the year, I mean, we definitely, before I hit that send button, I was like sweating a little bit.
Sure.
But I also really believe in what we do. And I was like, this is right. This is what we need to be donating to. And we know that it's going to get into the right hands to do the right thing. And then it felt really rewarding when we clicked that button and put our own hard-earned money into that pot too. Mm. So I just want to say that because I don't want people to think that we're just like all about, you know, just donate. It's no big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do it to somewhere that counts. And that doesn't, you know, us, cancer research, whatever. But I think that this could be a really good opportunity for people to see it change in front of their eyes.
Well, one of the ways that people can be a part of what's going on, and we talk about this all year, and we're going to talk about the ball here in just a few minutes, but one of the ways is the giving towards something specific.
Yes.
And one of the things that you guys do really, really well and that I know is so close to your hearts is the memorial boxes.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the memorial box, how many you are currently putting together, because I know that is a labor of love, and if somebody wanted to donate that specific cost, for instance, what the ripple effect is of that donation.
So before you answer that question, I just want to say that the memorial boxes, I find to be one of the really important things that we do.
Yeah.
And for those who haven't heard, the memorial boxes came about because when Hallie died, so many strangers sent us so many things to help memorialize her, to help remember her, to help us cope with with our loss and our grief in the best way that they know how. And it was really, really helpful.
Yeah.
And Anne spends a lot of her time researching what would be the best items to go in these boxes. She personalizes them to the family. She provides other things for any other siblings that may be there in the family having to go through the loss of their sibling. And it's not easy for her to be reminded so often that this family is in a situation that we were in and that we're still in, and that it's not, this doesn't fix anything. It helps. But that family is going to be grieving their child for the rest of their life, just like us.
Yeah.
And it was just recently, with the ones that she's putting together now, it was a really weird moment for me because one of the children's name has the same name as one of our child. Mm-hmm. And it was weird, and I didn't put it in. So I can only imagine what you felt like, and putting this box together with the name of our child that's not our child on there, how really strange that was. But
yeah, it's a very bittersweet thing that we do. I feel like I get a little healed every time I do it, because again, this is all about paying it forward. And so to me, to send these boxes in Hallie's memory, but to help another family, right? So we're not putting stuff in there about Hallie other than a few little bracelets from our organization and like a Hallie fly. But everything is personalized to their child. So the boxes include comfort items. So we have like a nice throw blanket with butterflies on it. Everything, of course, is butterfly themed, because if you haven't heard, EB is known as the butterfly disease just because of the fragility and beauty of the skin. So most things have butterflies on them. I try really hard when I put a box together to get to know the family. I get to know who is in the immediate household. I get to know a little bit more about their loved one who passed. And then there's a few like items that go into every box because I find them comforting, but then I do a lot more personalized stuff. In fact, some of the stuff comes all the way from England. So it does take a little bit of time to get these boxes together sometimes. And so with the holidays, these have been a little bit more delayed than I like, but I have kept the families informed, knowing like I haven't forgotten you. The boxes are coming. I just don't have everything yet. I do currently now have everything. And so literally right before we came to record this episode, I was boxing them up and we are about to send out six. That's six too many.
Right.
And it's horrible when you see them all together.
Mm.
I had them all stacked up and it's just devastating to look at, to be perfectly honest. And yes, it is incredibly triggering to see the one box that has our son's name. That's just a very strange and sad feeling. And so I love putting them together and I love being able to provide any small amount of comfort to this family. And I'll talk more about this in a minute, but I actually had an amazing meeting yesterday with someone who is going to donate a lot of stuff to families currently dealing with EB. But I was kind of talking with her about the items themselves aren't really the most important part. It's that somebody is thinking about you. It's that somebody is remembering and being thoughtful about your loved one who just passed. The items that people sent us for Hallie were all incredibly beautiful and amazing. And they are literally all over our house. I mean, you've been there. You see our house. Yeah. Hallie is everywhere because of the generosity of these friends, family, and strangers. But it was not really the individual items themselves. It's not like the material thing. It's that somebody cared enough to do that. And so that's why we decided that memorial boxes would be one of our main things that we send out. I want people to know that there is someone remembering their loved one that will always remember their loved one. And when I put these boxes together, because I get to know that person in the family, that loved one makes a huge impact on me and our family. And so they will stay with us forever. And I think when you lose somebody, all you want to know is that they'll be remembered.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that they won't be forgotten. And so having another family out there that can actually literally, I write in the card every time. I handwrite a big card to everybody and from the heart. And I just say, I specifically put in there every time about how it's such a privilege for me to get to know their family member in this way. And that, you know, they will stay with our family for the rest of our lives. And so, yeah, the memorial boxes, they are roughly $250. Sometimes I go a little over that, so we might hit about $300. But that's also because we get some incredibly generous donations, like Kendra Scott donates every time. And we just have other people, like I'm actually working on getting some other things donated, but we have some like discounted things that come from Etsy sellers and just like they help me make it that price so that I can put some really high quality items in there that are personalized and we can do it for that amount of money because that's actually fairly cheap for all of it. So yeah, memorial boxes are something that somebody could sponsor. And if somebody wanted to specifically do that and they wanted to specifically know who it's going to, as long as the family is okay with me sharing that information, right? Then I'm happy to do so. And most of the times I would imagine the family would be because again, they want their family member to be remembered and they want to usually share the story. But so that's something that you can really do. That's a way to help that's super personalized. And you can see directly where your money is going and how it impacts a specific individual or family.
Yeah. Some of the other ways, you know, we talk a lot about EB and the families going through it. There's also wound care. There's also, there's so many pieces. There's clothing items.
There's clothing items, which I just want to specifically say. So the meeting I had yesterday was with this amazing, I think I've mentioned her before, but it's amazing child clothing brand called Kate Quinn. And Kate herself has gotten incredibly involved. And so I met with her for a very long time yesterday, and she's now someone I consider a dear friend, but she has offered to make a huge amount of donation to children actually still living with EB. So one of the things with having the fragile skin is that you can only wear certain fabrics and like seams can hurt you. And you know, because anything that causes friction. So you're looking for like really soft bamboo or organic cotton or something like that. Because of what Kate does, she got very invested and wanted to figure out exactly what type of clothing would be helpful. She didn't want to just send random clothes. She literally was asking about where the bandages go and how the clothing would hit on it. And, you know, what style do we need? And, you know, should it all be bamboo? And what sizing? I mean, it was just incredible to have somebody so invested in wanting to help. And so she's actually going to send me a big stock of clothing so that when we have a new EB baby that is born, if that parent needs some help getting some clothes, which I actually have another package going out with the memorial boxes to a 4-month-old little girl that has the same type of EB that Hallie had. And there's a huge package from Kate Quinn in there that's wrapped up beautifully, specifically for her. So that has also been incredibly rewarding to find these people in our lives that have been willing to donate so much. And so one of the other things we can do is send clothing packages. We can send specific bamboo diapers. We can send changing tables that are better for bandage changes and stuff like that. So there's a lot of ways that we can help the families that are still dealing with EB on a day-to-day basis and make their lives a little bit more comfortable where we can.
And in case you don't know, hallieflies.com mm-hmm. is the website to go to actually see all of that. Which, by the way, I know, Anne, you are at the heart of that website and you do such a great job with that and keeping everybody updated on how people can help and what's going on research-wise, and obviously gearing up for the ball, which is going to be here before we know it. It's going to be June 7th, 6 o'clock at Savannah Station.
Yeah.
Beautiful location if you've never been. Gorgeous venue. This, I can't believe it's the third annual.
I can't either.
No, that's
wild. Think when we met, it was the
first. Yeah.
And here we are at the third annual. This is a great time because our listeners can get in on the ground floor of sponsorship for the ball and getting tickets. And let's talk a little bit about the sponsorships available. This is an amazing opportunity for individuals, businesses, other organizations to step in and be a sponsor of that night. You guys do such a great job of making sure all the sponsors are so visible are, you know, so part of every bit of the night.
Well, we actually have some cool opportunities this year too that we haven't had in the past. So there are the different levels of sponsorship. So if you want to do like a more general sponsorship, you can do that. And of course, we'll have you very visible throughout the ball if you do that. But this year we actually have some very specific opportunities like, and this is all on the website and I'm not going to name them all, but some of the best ones, I think personally, you can have your business's logo like monogrammed up on the wall through the whole night, which is amazing. Cause like when people are dancing, that's what they're going to see. Plus it just adds to the ambiance, having all these beautiful lights around us. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The photo booth is another really great one because then your logo goes home with people on all of their photo strips and gets emailed to them on all of their photo strips.
I still have photo strips from last year currently sitting on my desk.
Yes.
And I look at it every day.
Yes.
Every single day.
Yeah. So it's right there. I think that's a great opportunity. I mean, there's all kinds of different ones like, you know, music sponsorship. So you'll have actually like if you sponsor the DJ, you would have like a specific thank you called out by the DJ. And we do have different options in terms of like if somebody wanted the opportunity to speak at the event. We have the butterfly release. That's a huge one too, because you get to be part of this really beautiful moment. In fact, over the last 2 years, I've had so many people tell me that was their favorite part of the ball.
It's beautiful.
If you've never seen a part of the butterfly release.
So powerful.
It's really a neat thing to be a part of.
They're just so beautiful to watch them fly off into the sunset, really.
I think I can't remember which one it was now.
One of the years.
We had a couple of members of both of our families that had passed and we did a butterfly for that. And Joe, you were reading the names of of the folks that we were remembering and releasing a butterfly for. And it was quite a long list of people who had jumped in to do that. And I took a video of you doing that.
Okay.
When you said the names of my family member and Megan's family member, and we sent it to both of our families. Mm. And so that video has been seen like all over Virginia, all over Michigan. People just share it and they loved it. And it just touched them so much.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It was so special. And there were family members who didn't even know about what we're doing here and the organization and the podcast, but they just sending them that 30-second video said everything about the family member who had passed.
Wow.
And it was something that meant so, so much. I mean, so the butterfly release.
Oh, it's huge.
Is just huge for people.
It's huge. And so that would be, I mean, that's just such a special thing that you can sponsor. Last year we had like, I want to say like close to 95 butterflies that went out. I mean, it's a large amount.
It's a large amount.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, you know, every year we donate butterflies, for anyone who has, passed due to EB. That's part of our like organization's things, but people can also like get butterflies for their loved ones. And so we like to have that be a very inclusive event. And it can be also someone you just want to honor. It doesn't necessarily have to be someone who has passed either.
I have someone this year. I'm going to do that.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
So it's just a really cool. So there's lots of options for sponsorship this year that I think are really, really cool. And it's just such an amazing event to be a part of. It's grown so much over the years and it's reaching so much more of the community here in Savannah. And so I think like sponsoring this event would be a win-win because you are, you know, donating to a very worthy cause. And we're very transparent about where all the money goes. So afterwards you'll be able to see like how much we raised. 100% of the profit goes to the fight against EB, 100%. So either we're donating it to a larger organization that helps with the research, or we are using that directly for, you know, helping families with memorial boxes and all the things we mentioned before. So every single penny that you donate goes to that. So you're doing that, but also then the community gets to see you present at this event, your company present. And the sponsorships all also include tickets. So then you get to attend and see the event happen, which
and
is
it's
super
so
fun.
Much fun.
It is fun.
It's a fun event. And we do a lot of dancing, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. That dance floor is going to be wild this year. I'm
about
sure.
10 minutes into last year's dancing, my jacket was off. Like, I'm like, let's do this thing. Like,
I mean, the DJs are pretty great. They are, you know, voted the best DJ of Savannah last year. Probably again this year.
And that's All About You.
All About You Entertainment. Yeah. Yep. They do the DJ and the photo booth and the monograms, and they have been dear friends of ours.
Yeah.
And we had an episode with Cindy Brown, so you can listen to that from season one. But yeah, it's a super fun event.
Well, I think for me and for D. Daniels Media and for Megan, we've also extended our service to being a part of your board, and
which we're so happy about.
We're so happy about it. And I think we're in this, you know, unique position to want to pick up the story and pick up, you know, the rest of the journey. Mm-hmm. We're in this unique position where we can all be a part of the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys included.
Yeah.
And we're happy to be in it with you. And I think this year's ball is going to be bigger than ever.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, if you're putting on the right kind of ball, it's always bigger the next year.
Yes. Accurate.
Right. I don't care what the cause or what you're doing. I feel like if you're putting on a right ball,
it needs to grow and it will. Yeah.
Right. Because it is about the growth. I mean, a nonprofit is about the growth.
Yeah.
And it's about the bigger picture. And so us looking forward and seeing what steps are next, that your listeners, you are in on that conversation right now, because we are literally having it every day.
Every day.
And it's pretty cool.
It is. It is. We have a lot of ideas. We have a lot of things that are happening. It's incredible. What I will say is it is incredible the people that Hallie and God have led us to in this path. And so again, it's kind of like what I just said, like we can't just stop the nonprofit. And I think it's because literally the nonprofit has a bigger purpose.
Sure.
I think for this year, we've partnered a lot with other people. And, you know, you mentioned the video at the Ghost Pirates game. One of the people that we've run across is the person who did that video, which is Devin Olson and Devin Olson Media. And he did all of that out of the kindness of his heart.
Beautifully done.
Beautifully done. Yeah. I mean, like, cried the first time we watched it. It was as if he had gone into our heads and, like, seen our vision and put it out there in such a perfect way in, like, a three-day turnaround, by the way. I mean, this man is incredible.
And you posted it on your social media, folks can
It's on our website. Yeah. It's on our social media. It is stunningly done from this amazingly beautiful heart. And so we've just had all these people like that come across our path. And to me, that is validation from Hallie and God that we're moving the right direction. And it's not, I think one of the things that we want this year more than anything, our big goal is to help people see that it's about remembering Hallie, but for the purpose of helping the community. It's not just for the purpose of remembering Hallie. It's not just to tell her story alone. Obviously, we want her to be remembered, so her story is going to be a large part of it. But like for all the plans we have, ultimately the goal is to help the community, to pay it forward, to see the big picture, to get to that ultimate goal. So we want other members of the EB community way more involved. We want to get their opinions on things. We want them to be interviewed. We want their stories told too. We just don't want people to think that this is just us grieving our daughter. This is us grieving our daughter and finding meaning for that and building purpose for that. And so we just have a lot of really incredible plans coming up, obviously, including the ball. That would be like a huge one for this year. But, you know, all these people that have become involved so far, they get so involved so fast and you can just see how invested. I mean, you and Megan are some of them, you know, like you guys, that's one of the reasons we asked you to be on the board and we're so excited that you are. Devin Olson being one of them, Kate Quinn being one of them, All About You Entertainment, Cindy and Jeff Brown being one of them, Cindy now also being on our board, Jenny Brewster being on our board, you know, like these people have just like jumped in, you know, head first. And I think that my hope would be people listening, people seeing the video, people getting the message that we're trying to portray, which is that this is bigger than Hallie and that you can do so much to help these children that are still fighting. I want more people to jump in head first. I hope that this leads us to more people that will want to invest either time, money, just the ability to share what we're talking about. You know,
sharing is a huge one.
Sharing is a huge one. Like
it's huge.
There are a lot of ways that you can help that don't have to involve the dirty word of money, right? or you could do both, you know. But yeah, I mean, just even like building that awareness or coming up with a way to help us run a fundraiser. There's even been people we've met at networking events that they get creative and they're like, oh, I do this. You guys are looking for this. Why don't we come together and do this?
Collaboration. It's a big deal.
Yeah. And using your own abilities and talent and company for, you know, any way that you possibly can. It's just been incredible. And we have such hope for how this organization is growing.
Yeah.
And how many people are on board.
And I can even say just to share this podcast, you know, if you have a social media account and you just share it on your social media one time and then that goes out to your followers.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That is huge.
The amount of people that will listen and that will learn about what this is, what this is about, how you can help, what the research is about, and go back and listen to some of the episodes on the research and listen to some of the episodes of other organizations like EB Lifestyles, you know, the Hodges story. I mean, it's amazing. It really is amazing. And we're trying to cover the spectrum of everybody in every place that we can, because it is bigger than one story.
Yeah. It's one story that's a part of a huge network of stories. And I mean, she's, you know, that's the legacy. We don't want it to be just about her. We don't want it to be just Hallie Grace. It is, you know, she wouldn't want it to be just Hallie Grace, you know? So, yeah, I think, and also just going to say, we did some podcast planning the other day, and there's going to be some pretty cool episodes coming up.
Totally.
With some amazing guests.
Oh, we're excited.
So
we've
I feel
like. We've got a good lineup this season.
Speaking of growing, season two is going to be. I'm like super excited.
I am too.
About it. I can't even believe actually how much it's grown. So
I know.
Yeah. I mean, listening and sharing all of those stories too that are to come. So like, you know, subscribing to the podcast, listening to multiple episodes and following this journey, I think also would be one way to help too.
It's huge. So. And of course, this will be the episode where you'll want to check out the episode show notes, because in the description, we'll have a link and a list of all of the things we just brought up, websites, sponsorships, dates, tickets, all the things. So make sure you click on the description and certainly share this episode. I am continuously humbled and feel just really special to be a part of your team. And as I know Megan does, and we continue to just feel full on joy, you know, being in your lives and being a part of Hallie Grace's story and legacy and what's going to come out of the work that we're doing. We're super, super proud to be a part of it.
Well, we love having y'all.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm really stoked about the level of involvement that y'all have jumped on with. And it makes me happy with that. And honestly, a really good feeling when we can write a check to Deborah of America or EBRP or provide some other sort of assistance to an EB family or community that needs it. Like, we know we worked hard to get the awareness, to be able to get people invested, to donate, to then put that into the hands of people who can really need it and benefit it. It really makes me happy to know that we raised this much money and then we got this amount that we're going to go send to this organization and that organization, and that family needs something, and really
I don't
good.
Ever want to have to say no.
Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly.
So moving forward, that's kind of the goal. Like, when somebody needs our help, like, cause you're right, Joe, that's one of the things that we love doing. And I think just being able to say yes to people and seeing the smiles on their faces, whether it's an organization or an individual or a family, that just brings us so much comfort and healing as we go through finding our own purpose. And then as we have more and more people joining us and building this community up, I think that they all are finding purpose alongside us. It's an opportunity for you to join, literally. Like in our video from Devin Olson at the very end, I say, join us. And he put it in there perfectly, but that's really what we mean. Join us in whatever capacity you are able. Join us. Come with us on this journey. Feel rewarded for doing it. Know that you are doing a good thing for these children that are struggling. Like, and you can see it play out. And that's just, I'm excited to see where that takes us over this next year.
It's this divorce disease you never heard of, right?
So yes,
it's a community that needs your involvement. It needs your help. It needs your awareness. It needs your participation.
Yeah.
Needs more people to join the community.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Let's build it.
Yeah. I'm excited. So cheers to season two.
Cheers.
Bigger and better things.
Absolutely.
And here we are.
Cheers.
Cheers, everyone. It's so rewarding to know that we can all do something with the journey for a cure for EB. If you're asking yourself, but how can I help? Then you've come to the right place. Wouldn't that feel amazing to know you were helping families just like Ann and Joe's, helping families around the world? HallieFlies.com. That's HALLIE flies.com. HallieFlies.com. Every donation gets us closer. How else can you help? Share this episode with someone you know. We are more hopeful than ever that a much needed cure is in reach.